Hey, you know, I'm still in shock. I still feel like it's a dream. Honestly, it feels like a dream.
Kind of
sure.
Pinching yourself still?
Yeah, still. Yep.
So just kind of take me through your story, where you bought your ticket, where you scratched it, and just how you reacted.
So I just, I usually stop at the QTs and get my energy drinks, but for some reason these days, I ended up going to a Get and Go up by West Des Moines, by university, and got a couple energy drinks, and I went to the cashiers, and I wasn't even planning on purchasing the ticket, honestly, and for some reason I did, and went back to work, and scratched it there, and it was a big winner, and I was just in shock. My heart was beating so hard, I honestly thought I'm going to pass out, so it was crazy.
Thankfully you didn't, right?
Oh, thank God I did not, yeah.
So, for people who have never won the lottery before, can you kind of describe the moment you scratch off the prize and see $100,000 staring back at you? Like, what's the first thought in your mind?
You know, the first thing was, like, I had to, like, check it 10 times because I honestly couldn't believe it. I'm like, is this a fake ticket or is this for real? It's a different feeling for sure. It definitely, I couldn't stop smiling the whole day. I mean, it's something that I thought I would never experience, and it's definitely a good feeling. So
that's awesome. So you work at a car dealership in town, right?
Yep. I work for Stu Henson Hyundai up here in Clyde. Yeah.
And did you tell your coworkers when you scratch off the big one? Like, did you let them know?
Yep. I let everybody know. I let my GM know. My GM was like, Elvis, you really did win. So he's like, pack your stuff. He's like, go home, enjoy your day. Couple of my coworkers actually ended up going to the gas station and purchasing the same tickets. And one of the guys actually ended up winning $500 on the ticket. So
well, there you go.
Awesome. So two, you know, decent winners, I guess. So.
Absolutely. So who else have you told about your win?
You know, a couple of friends, but honestly, the word gets around pretty fast. I was getting text messages the whole day, phone calls. I did put it on my Snapchat, so I was getting all kinds of snaps and things like that. So sure. Yeah, it was. So I guess a lot of people found out pretty quick. So word gets around. So
absolutely, especially when it's good news like this, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my gosh! Now you won on the Fiesta scratch game. Was there something about that ticket that stood out to you? Like, have you played it before? Why did you go with it this time?
So I played it the day before, I purchased one, and it was a loser, so I didn't win anything. I didn't really think nothing of it, but I have no idea. Honestly, it just kind of stood out. That it's kind of a little bit orange and stuff like that. Kind of hit my eye a little bit with the colors, and I was like, you know, I like the color, so I'll just jump on it. So that was basically it. Just the color, basically, kind of hit my eye, and that was a done deal. So.
It was meant to be, I guess. Yep, that's awesome. Now, have you thought at all about what you're going to do with your winnings?
So I'm probably going to invest some of the money. I do have two kids. I have a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old, so definitely put some money away for college and things like that. So most of it is going to be invested. I will give away a little bit of it to charity. So that's the plan too, because I mean it's a blessing. So there's a reason why I got this. So I will definitely try to help out a little bit. You know?
Awesome.
So that's the plan.
That's fantastic. So. Now, can I ask how old you are?
I'm 37.
37. And do you consider yourself a lucky person?
You know what? yesterday I definitely did. Yesterday, you know, I'm life is pretty good. You know, but. Yeah, this is just the kind of the icing on the cake, I guess.
Absolutely.
You know,
and then my last question, just because I'm always curious. So you scratched off the big winner yesterday, Thursday. Did you sleep at all last night?
It was tough. I think I and the little bit of sleep that I got was with a smile on my face.